This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police and rescue officials say two express trains collided in southern Pakistan and at least 38 passengers were killed. The Millet Express derailed and the Ersir Syed Express train hit it soon afterward. Police said 15 to 20 passengers were trapped in the wreckage and authorities were trying to arrange heavy machinery to rescue them. Ambulances were seen transporting the dead and injured passengers to hospitals. It was not immediately clear what caused the derailment and the subsequent collision. Train accidents are common in Pakistan, where successive governments have paid little attention to improving the poorly maintained signal system and aging tracks. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, is now looking to deepen diplomatic ties with Guatemala and Mexico, two Latin American nations key to the Biden administration's efforts to stem the spike in migration at the U.S. border. Harris, who departed Washington Sunday after a delay caused by a technical problem on Air Force Two, is seeking to secure commitments for greater cooperation on border security and economic investment, but corruption in the region, a far more intractable challenge, will complicate her efforts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use a group of seven wealthy democracy summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expecting to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders Friday in Cornwall, southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. More at VOAnews.com.